the latest pick of the Winnipeg Jets in the second round, goaltender Eric Comrie. Eric, welcome to TSN 1290, the home of the Winnipeg Jets. Great to meet you, and congratulations.
Thank you for having me.
Talk to us about what it was like to hear your name called in the second round of the draft and to put on that Winnipeg Jets jersey.
Well, it's an unbelievable feeling. I know that Winnipeg has one of the strongest fan bases in the NHL, and it's going to be unbelievable to hopefully play in front of that crowd one day.
What's the week been like for you? And did you have an idea through your interviews and talk that the Winnipeg Jets had you on their radar?
I talked to Winnipeg a couple of times, and I was really happy with it, and I was really excited to be drafted by Winnipeg. It's been a fantastic week so far.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, and obviously playing at the Tri-City Americans, growing up in Edmonton.
Yeah, I was born in Edmonton and moved to California when I was about 10 years old, and I'm happy to be back in a Canadian city again, in Winnipeg.
Now, you're related to former NHLer Mike Comrie as well.
Yes, I am, yeah, and so is along my brother, too, Paul.
Oh,
so I have two brothers that play in the NHL.
Right.
Well, here's to you being the third. if you can, tell us a little bit about your style, how you've grown as a player, and what you'll be bringing to the Jets organization.
I feel that I'm a butterfly goalie. I'm a technical goalie. I understand position really well. I like to get in front of the puck, but I also have a huge amount of athleticism. I like to be an athletic goalie and battle for every single puck. I never give up.
How much fun you've been having this week, and how relieved are you to know where you're going and to have this ordeal over and start the next chapter of your career?
It's an unbelievable feeling. I mean, I'm just so excited to be chosen by such a great organization. I'm looking forward to moving forward with the organization.
Tell us a little bit about your talks with the Winnipeg Jets as you were, going through the process.
It's been a fun process to go through them. It's been unbelievable. They have first-class organization. I mean, I had a former Winnipeg Jet that was drafted by them, Zachary Ewan, who played with me, and he told me everything about the organization, how great it was, and I'm just so excited to be there.
We'll have to introduce you. The Jets have traded their 61st pick to Washington for three picks, 84, 114, and 127. So Kevin Cheveldayoff getting busy on the floor, first acquiring Michael Frolik in a trade, then drafting goaltender Eric Comrie, and now trading pick 61, which came to them from Chicago in the Johnny Aduya trade, to Washington for 84, 114, and 127.
Sort of filling the funnel and replacing what they gave up to acquire Michael Frolik. Let's go back to the newest Jet draftee, Eric Comrie. Eric, talk to us a little bit about what the plan is now. For obviously, you'll meet with the Winnipeg Jets, and they'll kind of let you know their plans. Where you spend the off season, and what are you working on to improve as a hockey player?
Well, I was just actually, I have my two goalie coaches that I work with, Lyle Mastin, who lives in Cologne. I've been working with him a lot this summer to get better, along with Eric Granqvist, who actually coached in the Färjestad in Swedish Elite League. Him and I worked together a lot last week, and we're trying to become slow things down, become a really good technical goalie, have a good system foundation, and add some great athleticism along with that.
Well, let me ask you this. You moved to California as a 10-year-old. What was it like playing minor hockey down there? And it's probably a little different than the normal path of most Canadian kids and people that you grew up with in Edmonton.
Yeah, it was actually a lot of fun moving down to California. We had an excellent team. Adam Ernie, who's actually chosen earlier in the draft, played for my team in California. We actually went on to win two national championships and a couple other big tournaments. And hockey in California is becoming a really big thing.
Did you have a lot of competition around there, or was there a ton of travel?
There's actually a lot of travel with the California. I'm traveling to... You travel to different showcases around the USA, and it was so much fun doing that with the team. You really become a really close-knit team doing that.
Well, this is great. Tell us a little bit about yourself outside of hockey. Tell us about your family and what you like to do when you're not on skates.
The biggest thing I like to do when I'm not skating is probably fishing. I love to go in the water and fish a lot. It's been so much fun, and I know Winnipeg has a little bit of lakes, I guess.
Yeah, I think there's 100,000 of them, yeah. I think, in Manitoba.
Yeah. So it's not a bad thing, yeah.
You'll definitely be in good hands. That may have been why Craig Heisinger drafted him, loving the fish. I have a feeling it's more the work in the net. Eric, listen, it's such a pleasure to meet you. Congratulations on being selected by the Winnipeg Jets, and we'll look forward to watching you develop and seeing you play in front of the best crowd in the National Hockey League at the MTS Center down the road.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.